eject some people from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I think we're set to start whenever the board is ready.
Okay. My ringer is off. That's always a good idea. Okay, I'd like to call to order the December 21st, 2017 meeting of the City of Mill Creek Design Review Board. If we could have roll call, please.
Chair Dave Gunter.
Present.
Vice Chair David Hamilton.
Present.
Member Diane Sands.
Present.
Member Tina Easton.
Present.
Member Beverly Teague.
Present.
Thank you. Next order of business is the approval of minutes of our November 16th, 2017 meeting. Does anybody have any corrections or comments?
I'd like to make a motion to be approved as presented.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you very much. Okay, our new business tonight is an informal review, so that just means we're giving our impressions and comments. Mm-hmm. And this project will come back to us at a later date, but it's an informal review of the Learning Experience Daycare Center. And that's down off 11 by the nursery, which I always forget the name of the nursery.
Little Sprouts. And that is correct. It is actually the last parcel in the city on the south end. So it is our entry piece, as you would say. So this evening we do have the applicant here, the representative Bill Crowley, and is that correct? And
I pronounce your name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He is here to answer any questions, and obviously it's really the applicant's presentation. I have all the slides up here this evening, and I'll just briefly go through them, and then Bill and I can kind of go back and forth and answer questions on the project, and obviously any comments and advice that you have for the applicant, staff direction, we appreciate it this evening because they are here for feedback to make their formal review go smoothly.
Well, after your initial presentation, just to make it organized, why don't we break the discussion into the building, the landscaping, and the sign and do each as
well? That would be helpful. That'd be great. And it also helps for our informal comments to go back to the applicant.
Okay.
Great idea. Okay, so this evening, obviously, Design Review Board, when it comes time for formal review, you'll be looking at the building exteriors, the materials, and the colors. That includes, along with all the landscaping, and that does include the right-of-way, the roadway buffer, and the monument sign for the project. And just this evening, I handed out to you the full color copy of the trash enclosure, along with their monument sign detail. Their binding site plan was just submitted at the end of October, and so the applicant is in the process of revising their application, and we expect, since they're moving ahead at a quick pace, that we expect them to go for public hearing probably, I would say, in March of next year. That's what I'm anticipating, somewhere along that time frame. So here's a general layout of the binding site plan application. It is just south of the nursery. And as you can see here, they are looking at one access point from Bothell Everett Highway. And as you come in, there'll be a parking area and then a 10,000 square foot commercial daycare structure. It's called the Learning Experience. And behind the building is where the playground is proposed to be located at. There is a significant area of wetland, critical areas on the site, and buffering. So the area, you'll see the line here, it's actually a portion of the wetland and wetland buffer area.
We're not seeing the
mouse. The line. Thank you, Tina. We'll go back. What the line?
That's the buffer. Okay.
So. That is the wetland and buffer area. So in looking at the frontage of the site, this will be important when you take a look at the landscaping plan. There are some constraints on the southern portion of the site that we are working with the applicant on as far as how to provide pedestrian safety with the meandering sidewalk and the landscaping on the property and the topography here where it slopes down. So when you look on the binding site plan, you'll see it tapers towards the south end of the site. and we can talk a little bit more about that later. And then looking at the north frontage of the site, you can see there's a city monument sign within the right-of-way area. And I can go back to that if you'd like. And I'm sure you're all fairly familiar with the site or have driven by it quite a bit. And so, as Bill mentioned, the house is now gone. So the building evaluation criteria, I just put it up here for reference. I know you're all very familiar with it. The idea is to reduce the scale of the building, provide modulation, visual interest, and treat all sides of the building the same. And to screen mechanical equipment, of course. And so in looking at that, here's the proposed elevations. You have details of those within your packet. And did you want me to pause here and open it for questions, or do you want me to?
Is there anything you want to say about the building before we discuss it?
Sure. And just looking at the building initially, and as I was discussing with the applicant earlier, some of the areas where I could see them adding or doing a change of material would perhaps be on here, the northern facade, this area here up top, and then also the south side.
So just basically on the two ends of the building?
Yeah. Other than that, the west side, this is the playground area, and it does face the wetland, and they do have classrooms here on this side. And obviously, up on the top part, maybe a material change or a color difference.
Doesn't there. That wrap around the front of the building, though, or is it?
Well, this has the two end caps here. So I was thinking more of the center portion of the building in here. Those are just my initial thoughts in looking at it. Okay. And that, want me to go back? Because that's the end of the, those are all four elevations.
Okay. So let's
I'll go open back.
It up for comments on the building elevations.
I'm looking at it and was wondering about the articulation. It appears really the only articulation is where the center columns, we'll call them, are. And I'm presuming that the white vinyl siding.
That is correct.
How much of a project?
Let's see. I'm not sure if I have an exact distance. They're a little, each one of these designs are a little bit different, and I know this one was specific to trying to keep a little bit more of this Northwest architecture involved. And as far as them sticking out, I'm not sure if I have. Maybe. Let me see if one of them.
About the awnings? Or siding?
Oh, no. I'm talking about all the siding and the CMU and whether any parts of the facades extend out a little bit. So
I think the CMU probably sticks out a little bit from the horizontal. Is that horizontal siding?
Yeah, that.
I'm saying when you look on the site plan here, it's apparent on the ground floor that wherever the brick, the CMU column, that does extend out further than.
Yeah, and all of the wainscot, CMU wainscot, sticks out. I would say it's about a 6-inch cap that sticks away from the building.
Grab that? No.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Go ahead. And then there's also an office.
So corners here and here would stick out.
Yeah, these corners also stick out here on all four corners.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm guessing, because that's where the.
Yep, and the CMU also sticks out. Yeah, you can kind of see the little bump outs all the way around the building. Mm-hmm. That's
okay.
Are we talking about so the post? Is that what she's referring to?
Yeah. The CMU main brick.
Okay.
Bill, you're referring
the
to
the CMU main brick.
You're referring to these areas here.
Okay.
We're talking about right here. Right every here. Little spot where this bump out stick.
Gotcha.
Those are all. Gives the building some
modulation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What is the code requirement for modulation? Was it 50 feet?
It's every 50 feet.
Okay, does this meet that?
I have not spaced it out.
Okay.
This portion here, I would say it probably does, but I can do a scale spacing to check.
I would say we're definitely within that already.
Because, if you look at the full length of the building, I think it's 77 feet on the narrow side, so that would be the north and the south.
Yeah.
So it definitely exceeds the modulation amount, for sure. So it meets our criteria. My only other thought is we've mentioned a lot before in the Northwest, we get a lot of rain. And with the kids, if they want some sort of awning or cover protection over the doorway entries, just because for the playground coming in and out, something to provide.
It doesn't rain very much here. There is a little bit, according to this plan.
There are two awnings already on the
yes.
back.
Yes.
There, and you can see there's only... There's only a couple of entrances from the building out into the playground. So not all the doors go to the playground. So on the back side, the majority of those are covered by those awnings or
right
close
here.
To it, but I can understand if, we want to put a dormer or something over the top of the door.
I think those, the fence and the awning, they're called out as PVC. I think those should be wood. I think it should be cedar, and just to have the level of materials that's required by the code.
There's no way that they're going to allow a cedar fence in a playground.
Why is that?
Because the kids
slivers
and scraping themselves up against it. That's why it's PVC here.
There's nothing in the Washington Administrative Code that says you have to do that.
I'm not saying that there is. I'm just saying that from the learning experiences perspective, that's why they pick that fence, so that it's smooth and soft for the kids to play against and, rub up against. Or
is there another material that could be used?
It's possible. I'm not sure if this has ever come up with anybody else, but they're building them all over the country, so it can't be the first time somebody's asked. It was asked of us in the last one we did, and then the city finally agreed to go with the PVC fence simply for that reason.
In the past, what we've used on the past two, they have used the Trex type fencing. The plastic type fencing is what they've used. They used white, and they just used brown right down on 9th Avenue, Kids in Us. And then the, Kitty Academy out there at Thomas Lake Shopping Center, they went with the white vinyl fencing is what they did around their playground. But they used the brown cedar looking fencing, which is a Trex type product, different name. Totally different name, down on 9th Avenue. Theirs is more of a northwest feel, though. It's very northwesty look. Don't know the specific name of the product, so.
I don't know if this question is even pertinent to this committee, having just recently served, but it appears to me that there's not very many windows. I don't know if that's...
Is that something that is
standard in these designs? Is there a reason for it, or?
It's fairly standard in their design. Typically, there's one, maybe two, if they're lucky, in each of the classrooms, because it is chopped up in a lot of little tiny classrooms on the inside. So there is a window in every single room throughout all the way around the building.
Okay. That was, it didn't,
yeah,
I
no
didn't know what the inside looked like, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they're about 4 feet by 4 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the size of a window on a house, not a big straight. It seems to me like there should be more windows, but I don't know how that complies with energy code or anything else. So,
but if the, what he's saying, if the classrooms are small, you don't have a window where the internal wall going up against it, so
The layout becomes pretty tricky when you get that many classrooms inside that space, and having doorways and windows and, like you say, internal walls, cabinetry, all of that stuff has to go in there. It's pretty tight.
Do you have any skylights in the building? I didn't even ask the question. Okay.
That was another question I had. If
there
are skylights for my
building. Their standard building?
Very close to their standard building, yes.
So this is... Basically, there's plenty of these around. Correct.
Well, they're building in I want to say at least 20 states as we speak. I have been searching for property in 10 states myself for them, just finishing one in Phoenix, Arizona now. I've been in Colorado and Texas and California, Idaho. I mean, they're expanding across the country, so it's their brand is pretty important to them now because they are growing and at a significant pace. So, you know, they're trying to keep things as much the same as they can. Now, they also understand that, you know, each of these areas are different. These will be the first two in Washington. This one I'm building, we're building one more in Edgewood, just south. And so these will be the first two in Washington. So the Edgewood group has asked if we would give it some more northwest feel with some of the color combinations. And so we're working through those as we speak. So I understand if it's a color scenario that you'd like to see a little bit different. By all means, throw it out there, because this is now's the time for sure. And I'm fairly certain that they're going to be okay and open with some possibilities, as long as we're keeping within the
basic structure. That might be something you were talking about, some modulation in different places to use.
Color?
Yeah,
could use color.
Speaking of northwest, you could almost have a really rich, dark green somewhere.
Definitely could, and it would tie in.
That would work well with kind of forest. Here's
kind of your front edge would have some green in it already. So if you ask for that, that's fine. That's not an issue for us either.
The other thing I think is really nice about that one showing this is that creamy, soft yellow is very rich looking, whereas this looks like a military building to me. I don't know.
So hold that right there. This, Christy, so this color right here.
Yeah.
What if all around the building, at the top of the building, between the two
stripes?
The two. Oh, I see. Okay. See? Let me point and make sure I understand.
They did the same thing there that they did here with that.
Are you thinking in this area?
I don't see a mouse.
This area?
Yeah. I don't see the mouse there.
I don't either.
The red line.
Oh, there.
Yeah, and then the same, maybe along the back,
oh, here.
Yeah, I mean, all the way around, in that area between the two.
Actually, that would be an excellent idea. That would break up the color.
I think I'd like it better than the green, but
but you could have that, and then you could have some green accent.
Yes, you could.
This area could be green, or your gable.
And that would solve your modulation problem with just some color.
Yes, it would.
I really like the way those two look. And it's basically the same color on the bottom.
Sure. It's just a two-story building instead of a single-story. Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could change the awning color to from blue.
Mm-hmm. Usually, in this case, nobody's going to see the awning. The awning's
it's
in the back.
It's in the back, right.
Anyway, but we have changed the awning in the past. Well, I shouldn't say that. We were the first ones to change the awning for the learning experience.
What do you guys think about that? Look,
I like that idea.
Brown.
And that kind of solves your modulation problem a little bit. It kind of gives it different blocks of color. And
so this was the yellow or an off-yellow?
Well, it's kind of a soft, buttery color.
Let me see if I have a color for you. I can give you an exact color. It's called a sandstone beige.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that'll look good. And then you could almost, a few places you might could even add a little green accent on different. I mean, you'd have to.
With green accent?
Yeah. And that gives you a northwest color palette. Yeah,
and I guess I'd like to say that these are suggestions.
Oh, yeah.
The architects are always awesome at this stuff, and I would never second guess them.
Well, we've already done it, so this isn't a huge change for us. Don't get me wrong. So, you know, obviously, we're trying to make sure we put a good product out there as well. It's at the beginning of your city. We want it to look nice as well, so don't, you know, that's why we're here informally in the first place, to make sure we get what you guys want.
So that one in Edgewood has a gable-type roof, all the roof shows, and this is a low-pitch roof inside a parapet then? Okay.
I had a question about the awning over the garbage and why you chose fabric awning.
There's not an awning over the garbage.
This area?
On the south? elevation on the left-hand end?
In the north elevation?
It's the west elevation, isn't it?
Okay, let me go back.
There's the track, I don't see it on here.
Okay, pardon me. Number 19 is, that's a
fence.
And then if you look at number 20, it says...
Fabric awning.
Fabric awning.
If you look at the site plan, you'll see that the, it's more of how you're looking at it.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So, the awning sit here.
Yes.
And so from this direction, you see the fence.
Oh, I see.
From this way.
I see, okay. But you chose fabric for...
That's their standard. It's almost like a vinyl of some sort. It's like a thick plastic vinyl type of fabric.
Not like umbrella, which is...
Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
got it.
No.
Okay, do we have any more comments as far as the building elevations?
My suggestion with the awnings, just for maintenance, if the applicant would consider here, we see it all the time. The awnings tend to get ripped, torn, tree branches, mold, mildew. It will probably be a constant maintenance issue for you if you don't go with
That's kind of why I was asking the question.
Yeah, we even have it downtown just here in our main corridor area, and it's a maintenance issue for the property owners.
Along with a different material. Specifications for the fence.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I wish my house had a metal roof on it.
Oh, yeah. I do.
This whole building is metal. That's a big deal. These are metal insulated panels for a reason. For that reason, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, so we have all those comments recorded for the building.
We're good. Perfect. Okay.
Let's move on. If it's okay with everyone, let's move on to, well, let's do that. Let's do the.
Here we go. Here we go. So we have their monument sign. It's located up at the entry along their frontage, their access point. It's on the north side of the access point. One item from a staff perspective that obviously I'd make on the site plan, it is just required to be set back 5 feet from the edge of right-of-way. So that would obviously be revised later. This is just a conceptual here.
Where's the sign located on the side
panel? Sure. Okay, let me go.
There you go.
Here. So here it's located here. Here it is set back. On other plans, it's not. So
the ones we have. Oh, I see. The heavy dotted line is the property line, right?
Correct.
That's why on ours it's not set back.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes. So I just wanted to.
I wondered
point
about that.
Out.
That.
Okay.
It is, yeah, so it will be compliant.
Where's the Mill Creek sign?
The Mill Creek sign is up here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So even though coming down the highway, you see the Mill Creek sign after the property.
It is, yeah. Isn't it? It's just...
And it's not set back by, well...
No, ours is not. It's in the right-of-way. Ours is in the right-of-way because it's a public sign. And that's something, a signage program that we've discussed with Public Works that will be coming forward, a rebranding of the city and relocation of monument signs.
You mentioned something in the first part of the presentation about a sidewalk. And
oh, yes.
Could you show me where on the plan that is? You said it was a meandering sidewalk?
Well, it's required to be a meandering sidewalk. At this point in time, it is not meandering. There is no sidewalk there along the frontage at this time.
Okay, so I wasn't missing something.
No, you are not missing
anything.
There
is a sidewalk for a portion of it.
Okay, on the northern portion, yes.
Let's stick to the sign and do the sidewalk when we do landscape.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Sorry about
that. Okay, here we go. We'll keep on track here. Monument sign and trash enclosure.
Does that sign meet the square footage requirements? It looks...
It is a little larger than what's permitted.
Okay. That needs to change.
Mm-hmm.
Which one, the monument sign or the building sign?
A monument sign.
Is it 40 square feet?
And in fact, I believe so. I'm going to pull it up here real quick. I'm going to
pull it up.
Requirement, because it's in the BP zone. I'm going to open another tab, if you don't mind. Sherry, do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, you mean the size of the
sign? Yeah. I'm going to pull it up real quick.
Are you talking about just the sign itself or the entire structure?
Just the sign itself, the sign area.
Well, I can see it.
It's 2'7" tall and 7'6" long.
That's your graphic.
That's your graphics.
Yeah,
graphics. 8 feet is the width of the...
8 by... Yeah.
Pull it up here real quick.
So is the regulation for the printed area or for the whole monument sign?
I think for the BP zone, we'll pull it up here and we'll take a look and see because it varies per zone district.
Oh, thank you. That's good to know.
We'll grab it and take a look. Here we go. Institutional, freestanding, business and industrial park. Check the zone. This one. I think there's one other. So business and industrial park, one freestanding sign not exceeding 34 square feet in area and a maximum height of 42 inches. Just make sure there's nothing else.
And that would be for the brick area and everything, correct? Yeah. Not just the sign in the middle of the brick.
That's
yeah.
Correct. Two-sided, obviously.
So this is 10 by 5. Well, not even if you go to the top up there, it's 10 by 6 foot 6. So it's about 66 square feet.
So it will have to be reduced in size.
So as a business owner, I certainly get that you want as big a sign as you can get.
42 square feet. No, 34 square 30, feet.
Yes.
42 inches tall.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be lit, is that correct?
Ground lit.
Ground lit? Oh, I see. Got it.
Lights.
But no internal lighting was what might be.
No, it's not shown that way. I know we've had different jurisdictions ask to have them backlit instead. But.
So if you do decide to have it lit, the city has only the letters are lit. So the letters are the lit part.
Right.
And everything else is opaque.
I'm sure they would prefer to stick with this.
If yes.
If
that's within your codes, then they'll probably stick with it.
Mm-hmm. That certainly is.
Where's the... And then the... I assume the sign area on the building...
That's just their logo, right?
That's pretty much the core.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
On the... The trash enclosure elevations, is that gate made of the same material as the fence around?
No, it's a steel.
Looks very similar.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, okay. I didn't read the little. And then we mentioned on the playground fence in our previous comments about looking into an alternate material.
Correct.
Is the darker color that you're looking for? I understand the cedar scenario, but the it's the.
I think it's the darker color, and it's just the material in general, the vinyl material. It doesn't look good. It doesn't meet the code requirements. It's not consistent with the building elevations.
Okay. As I know, we've used in the past in some locations. There are some vinyl fences that look very much like wood,
yeah.
Built that are made today that. You wouldn't know until you got up there and actually touched it in some cases as well.
Then maybe look into that as an alternative instead of the actual wood.
The wood they won't go for, I can almost tell you that. We're going to have to find some common ground one way or another because they are adamant that they don't want they don't want the kids injured, obviously, and that's something.
They don't want kids around a natural building product, but they'd rather have them around polyvinyl chloride.
I'm just, you know, they don't have any kids.
They don't have any,
this only goes up to 5 years old, so some of these kids, you know, they can't control where they're going and what they're doing in some cases. So, I mean, I'm not the preschool guy. I'm just building it for them. So these are what they give me as parameters, and we're trying to work with you guys to make sure we get what they need and what you need as well.
I like the idea of the Trex. I think that's a better-looking material and would look better with these elevations in your CMU block.
But I think that's a good direction, a fake wood material that looks like wood but won't render splinters.
Yes, and that's consistent with all the other daycares that have been permitted in the past few years.
Okay, any more comments on monument sign and trash enclosure? I think the main thing there is the sign is to be a little smaller.
And then as far as the entry blocks, as far as the logo in the
those
front.
Those were cute.
I thought they were thoughts on that from DRB. Well, I just thought I'd bring them up.
Being an advertising guy, you got to allow them to keep some sort of their corporate branding, and I think that's probably part of it.
Yeah.
Most
definitely.
Yeah, but the design review code specifically says that you're catering to the city of Mill Creek, not the corporate branding.
Yeah. But I
mean, as a business owner, you're looking at it from a different viewpoint.
I guess sometimes along that, I'm a little bit more in favor of compromise a little bit, because especially when it's a corporation, you gotta. So I'm fine with it. I don't know what you guys.
Need the sign code having these numbers here.
Well, as long as the DRB approves it and they're consistent with it, it would fall along the lines of the arena sports. We just need DRB approval on it because it's a graphic. In a sense,
and we did
on the building is what it is. We do need your approval for it. Uh-huh. So it's something we just can't.
I'm fine with
approve.
It. I think it lets everybody know it's a daycare kind of center. In it.
I think it's important to have that there as well, because it says daycare center. It says uniqueness, and sometimes we need some more uniqueness. And so that's the other reason why I kind of liked it. It wasn't. It's not big and offensive. It's and it kind of highlights where the entry is, brings more attention to the entry.
So artwork in a sense?
Yes.
I know we talked about the building. I didn't say anything at that point. No, we were talking about sort of maybe trying to use some more color. Maybe the doors could be a little bit different color instead of almost the same color as the siding.
Is that glass for the doors?
Yeah.
Are they glass?
No, glazed or they glazed.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about the entry doors or all of the doors?
I was thinking the doors other than the entry door.
Yeah.
Those could provide some accents to sort of break up the big space.
So the doors, if they're glass, I'm looking.
The doors are all steel panel, hollow metal doors, except for the two entry doors.
Except, yeah.
So Dave, if we do what we've already asked, and they do that top strip in a
lighter color,
and then they go back and do all the doors in a different color, is it going to look like color?
Okay.
To me, it seems like it's a bit much.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think when they add the lighter color along the top half of the wall, it's going to solve that issue.
Okay.
Right. And this way, if the doors are the same as this siding, they'll
blend right in.
And then it'll be less apparent.
Okay, building and monument. I guess we're on to you. So let's go on to landscaping.
Now we are talking about the landscaping, and Member Sims asked about the frontage. And so let's go ahead and take a look back at the photos here. So as you can see here, on the northern part of the frontage, there is a paved shoulder. We'll call it sidewalk, a walking area. Then down to the south, it tapers, and there really isn't a safety shoulder there. So that's one of the issues with WashDOT and the applicant we've been talking about, and the drop in the topography on how to fit in the 35-foot landscape buffer on their property and incorporate a pedestrian safe walkway there. So when it comes back to you, you may see a modification on this end. We may not have much of a really full landscape strip here simply because we want to get some sort of maybe a handrail or barrier in there maybe instead, maybe just grass and then some space and a sidewalk. I'm just giving you advance notice on the constraints here for the site.
I think that'll be a nice addition to have a handrail or something there to designate it, and it's certainly going to make that area look much better.
It will, and it needs to tie into the property to the south.
Yes.
And have a safe walkway. That's the main thing there, just because of the safety issues along the highway.
My other question was the single ingress egress and why there isn't two. Is it not required, or?
They're restricted.
They are restricted.
Very much so.
There's actually a turn lane there now that goes left or right that you can pull out into the median.
Oh, no, I'm talking about on your property?
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Correct. There is now, but they're going away from that. Watchdog is going to take that turn away to turn left into the site.
Yes.
It's going to be right in and right out only.
Oh, really?
That's what they did on the nursery.
Yes, they did on the nursery also.
Oh, because it's such a problem for the business and for the customers. Clustering.
Oh, I believe me. I pulled in and out of there 5 different times today at different times of the day. And sometimes I've sat in the nursery parking lot. I sat there for almost 10 minutes trying to get out of there. So
To make a left.
To make a left.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the concern is obviously safety first, which obviously in this area it sounds like there's been some issues here in the recent past. And so WashDOT has pretty much said that we're gonna get rid of that. You're going to have to educate people. It's going to be right in, right out now. I know the nursery already has signs on the south exit out of the nursery is a right-hand turn only sign, but on the north side, you can still make a left.
So still both.
At least, or the sign's not there anyway. But if you put one up, I'm not sure how that's going to go.
There's going to be a lot of people up at 180th doing U-turns at the...
That's what is going to happen, and I mean, I'm not in Mill Creek. I'm just south of Mill Creek, and it's a constant problem.
It is. I think until they finish their full channelization plan, this is the interim. This is what we have. This is the safest aspect that our Public Works has negotiated with WashDOT.
So that is the reason why you can't have...
That's why entrance. They have one access point.
Our original site plan had it 2 entrances.
Yes.
One here and one here. On the south and north ends, but they said no.
No, because the nursery has, we have their spacing requirements. You can't have one access drive close to another. You can't be, you're waiting to turn out, and then you have another car 50 feet from you.
It happens, I know, because I have that problem. With
yeah,
my
yeah.
In this case, it'd be like 15 feet.
Yes.
If you had it at the far north end of the property.
So as far as traffic control manuals go, it's not permitted as far as safety. Hence, they're limited with one access.
So people that are going northbound are going to have to make a U-turn on the 164th and come back down and pick up their kid, and they go down to 180th and make another U-turn to go north.
These are not our rules, trust me. We're all going to be in the same issues no matter how we look at it, for sure.
Well, people coming from Mill Creek will come straight and then make a ride, but if you go back home, they're going to have to go to 180th.
Already close.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be at 5:30 at night.
Oh, my goodness.
Your south, not really in Mill Creek, would be coming up the Bothell River Highway. Okay. Or coming to the 64th, I guess, if you could ever get there, then make a right. Yeah.
So that pedestrian agreement that you guys are working on for that south end of the site, how does the guardrail play into your plans right now?
Well, at this point, we've been discussing removing the guardrail and placing it heading where the sidewalk goes. It may be moving, or it may stay. It may stay here, and there'll be landscaping and then the sidewalk behind it. But it needs to connect in, so the guardrail may be split down here, just depending where the connection comes in.
There's a sidewalk.
Because they have to.
Yeah.
There is.
Right at the very south end.
Go by the car wash,
kind of. No, it's north of the car wash, by the.
Considerably north. It's right at the end of our property, right on the. Right on the south end, it meets right there.
I just don't remember.
Our problem is that there's a ravine there, and we have no easement, because the property line goes straight to essentially the road at the same point. So we're gonna have to work together, the city and us, because part of this is gonna be on our property no matter what.
Yes.
And so there's gonna have to be some give and take both ways to make this work.
And we've been talking with Don Anderson from WashDOT, and they've agreed that they'll allow some improvements in their right of way, and not just on the property owner's property and the roadway buffer.
ADA ramps.
Yes.
That would be part of the improvement that we'll see next time.
Details?
Yeah.
For parking lot and into the building by the entry?
Well, and the driveway also. I assume you need the new ADA.
Yes, where the curb, where the curb cuts are?
Yes.
Yes. I don't either.
All right.
But that would, that'd be on the civil plans. I'll put a note here. Good point, thank you.
It's going to be planted on the Department of Transportation road. It's outside the property line. Those can be planted by this developer.
Say again?
The area can be planted on the Washington State Department of Transportation property.
They were allowing street trees to be planted, whether it's the Norway maples or not.
Okay.
I don't know yet. I need to.
The street trees on their property. That was my question.
They do, and they have a set of approved street trees.
Oh, okay.
And that list I don't have my hands on yet, but I'm working on it.
So I know this is on our list, but okay.
Yes.
Good.
You'll have that next time, Dave.
Yeah. So on the, can you bring up the landscape plan? Can you bring up the landscape plan on the map? Yeah, so in the parking lot on the south end of the building, in the left-hand corner, the northwest corner, down, then to the left, up, right there, down, that tree doesn't appear to be on the...
It is not.
Okay. My guess is that are those going to be nine maples and it just has the wrong symbol in the plant key? There's no match between the plant key,
I missed the tree that you're talking about.
Oh, it would be this
tree.
Oh, that's the one. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to
hear.
I was looking at the same thing today.
Yeah. And then the some that are in the plant key. I don't see any of those on the plan.
Okay.
I don't think. I just think they've got the wrong key for the tree, maybe, but that should be caught.
Thank you.
Okay.
For that.
Is there going to be any type of a play structure? I know we're not into any details yet, but I see that the outside area for the kids, it's all lawn.
No. There's a bunch of play structures in there. Yeah, they're all permanently fixed into the exterior playground.
Okay. So it's all grass.
It's a process that they, it's a huge process that they're watching it down, but after they put all the sub base down, then there's this, for lack of a
better
term, it looks like they spread it on, they actually put it in a concrete mixer almost, and it has a glue that meshes with it, and it looks like almost like cut up spaghetti, or like the wreaths there. It's kind of that look. And they scoop it out there, and then they literally just push it into place and trowel it. And it settles down to its perfect, levels itself, basically. And then the turf, the green turf goes over the top of that.
Okay.
So everything drains accordingly. And
okay.
So it is real turf?
No, it's not real turf.
Oh, okay.
No,
thank you.
It's not real turf.
So it's pervious?
Yes.
It's slight.
Yes, it drains, but it's like your turf you'd see on a putting green or a fake grass looking type of a turf.
Interesting.
I've seen some in some of the new open houses around the area, some of the landscaping that they've done. You can go up and you have to touch it to tell that
it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I have some pictures if you're interested in.
Did you say Arnie went in?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see.
Arnie went in here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not in this one, no. I have some pictures of the one we just finished in Phoenix that I can show you if you're interested, for sure.
And I guess we're talking about sidewalks. There's going to be a sidewalk, some type of a meandering sidewalk along the highway out there. There is nothing for sidewalks coming into the site.
No, there is not.
Will there be?
There needs to be.
There needs to be. Okay.
But that's what we're talking about. You'll figure that out when you figure out the whole stuff along the road.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, this was their first draft.
I would be interested in also.
It's actually quite amazing how long and how much it takes to do it.
So it drains through that, the noodle mesh, for lack of a better term.
Wow.
And then there's no maintenance.
No maintenance.
I love those.
And it's really soft, and the kids can roll around in it. Yeah.
And it'll always look like that.
Great.
And so, if you want to be a kid again.
Most of the buildings that we have come in, and it's generally pretty normal to have some plants up against the building. If we look at this landscape plan, we have nothing but asphalt and concrete all the way from the edge of the parking lot, bang, 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 and then the building comes up. And so I don't know if maybe this is our corporate branding or something, but, you know, would it be reasonable to have some plants up against the building and some planting beds?
Or maybe some pots.
Or maybe some pots or something, because you just got a sidewalk and then a 27-foot high wall. It put it down.
I understand your question, but I'm not seeing this 27-foot high wall.
The building. He's referring to the building.
I mean, I sort of stuck it down.
Sure.
Okay.
That kind of plays into something that I was getting an idea that I had on your standard lawn that you have shown out here in the front. That's just going to be like a hydroseed mix that you have to mow all the time?
That's what's proposed on here, yes.
Okay. This is a great opportunity for some GSI alternatives to use that area there, provide a little bit of a rain garden, and it's also a learning opportunity for everybody attending here. GSI is becoming very, very big here, and we'll see lots of demonstrations of pervious sidewalks, different building materials. My kids will come home from school and say, we dumped a whole bunch of water on the sidewalk. It all just disappeared. But the kids get into it, and it's an incredible opportunity if your client is interested in playing into that. You have a great opportunity right here.
By all means, give me the information you'd like to propose or have an idea. Give us a place to look for it. Obviously, the landscape architect that we have used is this company, and they're out of Lacey, and so they're somewhat local.
Okay.
Yeah.
And our civil engineer also used to live in this area for like 14 years prior to living in Colorado, so he has ties to this area. So if you absolutely want to, you know, I'm sure it would be a welcome possibility in this case.
If you want to forward it to me, and then I'll forward
absolutely.
It to Bill.
Absolutely, and I'll make sure we get it out there.
Thank you.
Okay. Incidentally, the city's working on upgrading their specifications for GSI alternatives.
Our LID manual, I don't think we are at this time. Sherry, do you know if that's on our code amendment? Yeah, it's not at this time. It is not.
All right. I'll go ahead and
We can talk about that later. Mm-hmm. Good suggestion. Oh, no, good suggestions.
Any other comments on the planting landscape?
You know, it's a good mix of plants that all look appropriate. On the one that has the pictures, I can't really tell, is that the one that doesn't have a label underneath it?
This one?
Yeah. Or is that the pyrea? It just ended up one picture to the right. Is that?
This is the Spirea, and I think this is the Lemon Princess, I think.
Okay.
I think they just put the tag.
And tag it? That looks like a yellow bush, the picture.
That's what I thought it might be.
It looks like a yellow bush, yeah. So, once again, it's just sort of a miss between the plant key and the drawing, I think.
Okay, so we'll make sure that they label the plant key in the photos.
Yeah. And my comment the trees or planting beds mainly on the front of the building. I wouldn't worry about it on the ends, and I wouldn't worry about it back in the playground area in the back. Sure. But the front of the building to help tie that down.
So if you look at the plant list, you see the weeping Alaska cedar, which are pictures of trees up against the building. That's what you're talking about, right? Some softening of the...
On this long piece of wall here, because all you have is parking lot, sidewalk, and then building. I'm not sure what your minimum width of your sidewalk is, but you put a 4-foot pod in it, you know, it's...
Yeah, that's taking up most of your
access. But something to, yeah.
Okay, any other comments?
Member Hamilton, anything else?
No.
No? Okay.
All right, I think we're good. Did you get good notes?
I did.
Okay.
I've got it. So if you give me 2 minutes, I'll just make sure in case there's something I missed. I've got looking into the fencing, a darker or a wood look with the same soft feel. The awnings, considering metal instead of vinyl. The monument sign needs to go down to 34 total square feet with a top height of 42 inches. Siding, the top half of this, the paneling there, we want to change to that, what is called in our case, a sandstone beige color all the way around. ADA designation for the curb cuts and parking lot. And then the landscape, we've got add some landscape of some kind to the front of the building in the form of potted plants or trees next to the building. And then check the designation on the key for the missing trees and label the plant photos correctly.
If that covers it.
That I missed. So we're all clear.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Perfect. That is up to the applicant. They have a couple opportunities they can submit to Design Review Board again after SEPA. So maybe
These comments will be addressed probably the week after the first. And so we'll make these changes certainly and get them in Christie's hands for sure sooner than later. And then I guess we'll schedule the design review accordingly.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in for the review. It all goes better when you come in.
Well, I don't disagree. We're all clear on what you're looking for and what the answers are, and hopefully we can satisfy all of those for you and our clients.
All right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
January.
We have a monument sign for the Hawthorne Apartments, and then we also have in Starbucks.
Starbucks? Where?
Is that what you said?
Sherry will be presenting. I'll be out on foot surgery. Sherry's going to be taking this
Where's
one.
Another Starbucks?
Oh, I don't know. Where do you think we need one in the city?
Almost wish we could have one less.
Want to tell them?
Those are up.
Yeah. We're not sure if it's public yet, but there's one coming your way. And then likely the applicant, depending on timing and administrative process, we can bring them before the hearing examiner approval. We'd like to bring them back for formal review, but if we have to, we'll wait until after the hearing examiner decision on the project. So then they come back to you for this particular one. So it may be March.
All right. Well, without any other business, we're adjourned.
Yeah. Thank you all. Happy holidays. Yes. And appreciate your input.
Well,
you guys want to keep it for your reference?
You might ask Christy if she wants to keep it.
Oh, you I will.
Keep this okay.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I will
really
keep that.
The only thing we're going to change, I guess, is
you guys all have a great holiday.
One yeah, thank you.
To the,
That's great. Thank you for bringing
the tree report.
You are over the Christmas Eve thing.
Oh, yeah. We have more. I want you. I'm so proud of how well Mill Creek is doing.
Yeah, more reservations for Christmas Eve than the
other. Thank you, Dave. You know, I didn't think of that. I'm kind of.